Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Greg Sankey, if you're ready to break into this conversation, I think it's one of the more meaningful weekends slash few days in the future of the sport in college football. Now, we talked about it a little bit on Friday, the coming House ruling, or you know, whatever we're calling it these days, about how there's going to be some salary implications, some NIL implications, and then soon to follow the House settlement will be the College Sports Commission, or will it? That's gone back and forth here recently as well. I want you guys to hear this sound coming from Greg Sankey over the weekend. Now, this is courtesy of Andy Staples' Twitter account, and he basically said, I haven't heard Greg Sankey be this angry in a long time. Greg Sankey was asked up at the podium about whether or not he weighs the good of college football next to the good of the SEC.
Look at a track record. We didn't need 12. Did we say to four, we would have had half the four last year. I don't need lectures from others about good of the game. I don't lecture others about good of the game. And coordinating press releases about good of the game. Okay, you can issue your press statement, but I'm actually looking for ideas to move us forward.
He is essentially saying, man, it's just, it's not fair what's going on with the SEC and Big Ten. And it's become clear to him that not losing is a bigger deal in the eyes of the College Football Playoff Committee than the actual strength of your and quality of your opponent. And that's a problem for him. That's a problem for the SEC. That's a problem for the Big Ten. The ACC and the Big 12 don't like it when you start talking about 4-4-2-2-1 models when it comes to automatic qualifiers. We touched on that a little bit on Friday, Bo. But I don't blame Greg Sankey for being a little bit irritated by the line of questioning. It's like, dude, you know what? These two conferences have been the banner conferences for college football for some time now. And what's in the best interest of college football probably is, at this point, probably is what's in the best interest of the SEC and Big Ten.
But it's always been that way. Why is it all of a sudden a problem now? I mean, not losing has always been the biggest issue. I mean, the biggest thing in college football that mattered. You know, that not going undefeated at one point in time was all that mattered in college football.
Yeah.
And we've seen teams that probably played way weaker schedules than, I mean, how many times in Nebraska and Michigan both went undefeated in what, 1997?
Seven.
96 was Florida. They had to split the national title because they both went undefeated. We didn't get to see them play, but had it mattered who played the tougher schedule, I think Michigan probably would have been the national champion that year. I think the Big Ten was probably better that year than the Big 12.
Right.
So now all of a sudden Sankey has a problem.
I don't think it's all sudden. Well, I don't think it's all sudden at all. Did that not lead to the BCS, which led to the 14 playoff?
No,
it's always been an issue.
The BCS, I'm pretty sure, was already starting to come around. But back then they didn't just make switches like this.
I'm saying that that entire theory of how you put teams in the national title game, that's what led to the BCS. We need to all get in the same room, not be the AP or whatever else.
It was starting too, because you know there was a few things that led to it. But then, so like, I mean, I've seen Georgia play a lesser schedule, an SEC schedule, than teams in the SEC that had two losses, and because they had, you know, they were good teams, but because they had lesser schedules, they didn't have any nicks on them, and they were able to play. I think it's prisoner of the moment stuff with that. I hate, absolutely hate us saying, a set amount of teams in each conference gets in, because there are going to be years where that does not live up to the billing. Yep. There are going to be years where there should be more teams from the Big Ten than the SEC and vice versa. And there might be years where the ACC deserves more than two teams. So we're going to lock ourselves in based on what one season looked like of a 12-team playoff. I think that's trash.
I completely agree with what you're saying. But I don't blame Greg Sankey for feeling the way he does. And it's all about getting your locked in, your guaranteed piece of the pie. We've had this conversation about the, you know, relegation system with sports. We've had this conversation about, Lord knows, NASCAR charters are a pain in the butt. You don't have to show up and actually be fast. You can just show up and say, well, I'm here, and you get to run the race and you get, you know, piece of the purse. That's what I think that everybody in sports wants. They want that guaranteed piece of the pie, and that's why we're fighting this conversation every single offseason. And Greg Sankey is essentially saying, yes, our piece of the pie deserves to be bigger. And I'm not sure what argument the ACC or Big 12 has at this point that goes against that.
Well, the ACC did themselves no favors when they made an argument that SMU deserved to be in because they only had, what, two losses on the season.
Yeah.
And therefore, an Alabama, a South Carolina, and Ole Miss teams who had better wins and better losses, but one more loss in them, got left out.
Yeah.
And SMU went up to Penn State and just they just did not look like they belonged.
Yeah, they got dog walked.
But that's the reality of the situation. If you put in an SMU or a Boise, like, I don't think the Big 12 deserves two. They didn't deserve two teams last year. No. They didn't get it, and their champion played their butts off and lost. But the reality is, we should not set it in stone that you get so many teams in from any conference.
Yeah,
it should all be earned.
I'm on board with that. I just don't know that it'll ever happen. Like, I think that's kind of a pipe dream way of looking at it. Because and I think the SEC, I think Greg Sankey, and he says it right there at the end of that clip. He's like, I'm searching for ideas. Expanding to 16 teams seems like the only way to guarantee that what we're doing on a week in and week out basis gets the deserved recognition as far as the strength of schedule and the strength of conference.
But winning matters at the end of the day. And I was listening to Fricky yesterday, and Garrett was on. And Garrett had a point that it hit me, and I was like, I don't want to give Garrett love on it. I started thinking about it. Last year, Ohio State lost the two biggest games of the year in the regular season to Michigan and to Oregon.
Yep.
They don't even make their conference title game. They get like a 6 or 7 seed, and because they got, you know, they got a home game against Tennessee, and they demolished every team in the college football playoff. They got rest. They figured something out, and then boom, they had a really good team. But they lost the two biggest games on their regular season thing. You know, Texas actually did the same thing. Texas lost the two biggest games on their schedule, which both were against Georgia, and they got the seeding that we just went to, yeah, they'd have been a 4th seed.
Yeah.
So
it's frustrating to look at and. I know we're going to talk about this a couple times throughout the show. I just look at it. I hate the idea of a 16-team playoff.
I do too.
I hate it. But I don't blame Greg Sankey for basically saying, look, we're going to have to meet in the middle. Somehow we're going to have to make sure that we are getting our just due for the strength. But at the same time, and I was the first guy, and I feel like I can say this because Alabama was a 3-loss team on the cusp of the playoff. And what did I tell you a number of times? You shouldn't let Alabama in because of how bad their losses were. You lost to Oklahoma by 21. It's the first time in 20 years Bama's lost by 3 touchdowns. And you lost at Vanderbilt. You can't get in the playoff at that point. We're watering down 13 through 16.
Well, it's funny because Greg Sankey wants to sound sanctimonious about the fact that we shouldn't get punished because we have good teams playing good teams. Well, you're not. That's why you're the richest TV deal in the country right now.
Yeah.
But what the problem is you want the playoff money too, because the greed is taking over. And it all comes back to what Pat Forty told us Thursday. The TV networks are running the playoff, and they're running the sport. And Greg Sankey just wants – he feels like he puts the best product, so he wants more cut of that college football playoff money. And it's all about money. It's not about what's best for the sport. And Greg Sankey can get up there and lie through his teeth to us about how he cares about the sport and about the teams in his sport. No, you care about the money that those teams bring you.
Yeah.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will for 1 week tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
To me, it goes along the same lines, though. Allie, it's almost as if they need someone or something to save them.
Would you be talking about maybe the Mac drop could save us right now?
Yes.
So it might not be Monday, but I feel like we all could use a little motivation.
I think you're right.
Because bearings are off today. It's Tuesday. It's been raining nonstop, which should be illegal on Memorial Day weekend. But I found a heroic story, Mike, out of your neck of the woods, Pensacola.
Oh, yes.
So this was a few days ago. Panic broke out when a teenage girl started getting pulled out in the tide. And since it was a few days before Memorial Day, there are no lifeguards on duty.
Wow.
So her friend started running around looking for someone that can help. She came upon Andrew Smith, who cannot swim, and they could not find anyone who can swim. But he is a shark fisherman, and he is armed with technology. What? Andrew rigged up a flotation device to his drone, and he sent it out. And quickly, the wind picked it up, and it went crazy and didn't work. But someone standing nearby was like, I have another flotation device. So he rigged that one up and he nailed it on the second try. ABC had a chance to talk with Andrew about this rescue.
I lowered it until you could see her hands grab it. And then I lowered it a little more and I released it. And then she climbed on and started like floating. If it wasn't for that second drop, she wouldn't have made it. The EMS said she wouldn't have made it. The cops and the lifeguards.
So she grabs the flotation device while she's out there, and she can kind of rest her legs a little bit and wait for EMS and first responders to show up. Absolutely incredible. And this is sparking such a conversation around this that now police, lifeguards, all of public safety, they're discussing getting more drones and flotation devices in their stock.
Right. So that
for this exact situation.
I saw this guy interviewed. I hadn't heard this story, and I saw it on one of the news channels, and I saw this guy interviewed, and I was like, first off, he's a hero, and I'm happy he was doing that. But second, he looks like a guy that would be using a drone to fish.
That was like my next question. Okay, so if for anybody not familiar with this, I think that there are people now, and I think this is what happened, that will take basically bait up their drone,
mm-hmm.
and instead of casting it 100, 150 yards out in the water, they will take it out there and drop it.
Allie, right. Have you ever heard of Bill Dance?
I have not.
So Bill Dance used to host this fishing show, and he was a guy that he had the aviator's glasses, sunglasses. He had a Tennessee football hat that he always wore a Tennessee hat. And, you know, he had like, he looked like a guy, he looked like your old school fisherman, Southern fisherman.
Mm-hmm.
This looks like a guy that got through playing Farmville and was like, I'm going to go fish with my drone now. Like, he does not. That's what I think.
As do most shore to Gulf fishermen. That's what they look like.
I think of, whenever I think of a guy fishing, I think of the Columbia fishing shirt.
Right.
The Bill Dance hat with the aviators. That's what a fisherman looks like to me. No, this guy looks like he was playing Farmville and was like, my cow died. I'm going to go fish now with my drone.
If you played Farmville, you can be a hero one day.
Well, anybody with a drone, sounds like.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's kind of cool that you use drones to fish.
How much did his heart sink that when he missed the first drop on the drone?
Can you imagine? You're like, I'm about to save this girl. And then it goes
literally life or death.
Yeah, life or death. Thankfully, someone was standing by with another one. If you do want to see this story and how the rescue went down, there is footage of it at 929 Morning Shift is where that is tweeted out. But it's just so interesting to me that now this is probably going to change how lifeguards do their duty at the beach this summer.
So cool. That's an awesome story. And thankfully, everything came out in the right direction and in the right way, because that could have obviously been terrifying. And so many times do you unfortunately hear about stories from down there, from back home for me. But my wife's also from Destin, I have a lot of family still in Mobile area and things like that. That it's unfortunate, but this one, obviously, it's good news, and that's your Motivation Monday.
And look, I'm making fun, but dude was the hero. I mean, he did a phenomenal huge, deed.
Man. That's huge. All right, so we're going to roll on here. Nice job, Allie, with the Mac Drop. We're going to roll on here on the morning shift. Appreciate you guys so much for listening to us. And if you're not following us at 929 Morning Shift, why not? Right? There's so much good stuff
coming out.
There's
so much stuff there.
Yeah, so much fun to be had on that Twitter account. Make sure you lock in and get that one rolling. All right, so when we come up back again at 7 o'clock, we're going to talk about the Atlanta Falcons, the mobile quarterbacks. We already went through the ones that don't scare us at all. Both me and Bo are going to give our top three of who actually do scare you and you think could obviously change the game with their legs against the Falcons this coming season. I'm also going to give you guys the category for today's Top 5 Tuesday, and it's probably not going to be a popular one.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.